Okay, your applicant, Christopher Bruno, is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant seeking a 2-foot, 6-inch east side property line setback and a 12-foot front property line setback, allowing for the construction of a 20 by 10-foot carport or pergola. As per the Taney County Development Guidance Code, Section 7, Table 1, property line setbacks, the minimum side property line setback is 7 feet, and the front setback is 25 feet for subdivision or county roads. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is approximately 26.8 by 111.92 irregular in size, with a single-family home currently on the property. It is lot number 75, located in the Pine Woods Village subdivision. If the Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2017B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board. One would be approval of a side setback of 2 foot 6 inches and a front setback of 12 feet for the construction of a carport pergola structure to protect a car. This would allow the applicant to place the structure 2 feet 6 inches from the side and 12 feet from the front property lines. Two is a Division 1 permit will be required before construction begins. Three is compliance with all other applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Here's our corner lot. We were just in this same subdivision, so we're just a little farther. We're down on the corner. I took a picture early. I met with the developer and the neighbor, and they indicated that the center line of this, and I went to the back, and every indication looked like that was just built right on the property line. So it centers down the drainage ditch. In the area of his carport pergola is here. I did take a couple additional pictures today. This is just back a ways to give you an idea of the lot and how it looks. Here's our fence. Here's our drainage ditch. Then I moved down the road just a little ways to give you another view. There's the drainage ditch with the driveway. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Sorry to keep you here so late. but as you know, we do have some pretty bad weather that comes through the area, including hail. Earlier this year, I had to file a claim with my previous vehicle due to hail damage, and I don't want that to happen in my my current vehicle. I just recently purchased this home. It's a very small home. It's only 600 square feet. The property's really small. And there's just no protection for my vehicle. There's not really any other feasible location to put anything else except where the car's parked right now. So I'd just like to either set something there or build, you know, something like a pergola. Maybe even put some more solar panels on top to protect my vehicle from the elements. And it's at a location that is pretty hidden due to the trees. I don't think a lot of people will actually see it, besides the people that live right around my corner.
So you haven't decided what you're going to do, if it's the actual carport or the pergola yet?
Well, I'd rather do a nice pergola because I think it would look a lot better. And I do need a little bit more solar production with my current setup. I do have an electric vehicle. It's using a little bit more power than I thought, and I'd like to get rid of my electricity bill completely. So I thought I would knock out two birds with one stone by building a little pergola there, putting some solar panels on top, protect my vehicle, and take care of my electricity bill.
Would there be a slope to the roof in which water would drain one way or the other?
Sure. Yeah, I would have a slight pitch. It'd just be like
which
minimal.
Way would it go, towards your neighbor or towards your house?
I would say I would give it like a southern slope, So probably it'd go slant, maybe a 1 or 2 pitch towards the neighbor, just very slight.
Into that drainage ditch?
Correct.
Or?
Yep, into, exactly. It would roll into the drainage ditch. Exactly.
How long is this building going to be? 20 feet?
I was thinking 20. I think that would give me, you know, plenty of room to get my car in there. You know, if worst case, I can always maybe shave off a foot and a half, and still get it to fit in there.
Where is that water running now? Does it run into that drainage ditch from your parking area? Does it slope towards the ditch?
Parking area looks pretty level, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty level and it's gravel. It doesn't really fill up with water when it rains. It kind of just seeps through, so I never really see it.
When you put a roof on it, it won't seep through anymore. It's going to run in the drainage ditch.
Oh, correct, yes.
Have you spoken with your neighbor to the side? Do they support you adding that carport?
Haven't really talked to him. He's actually selling his house right now, and I think he got an offer on it, so it's about to switch ownership.
What is behind this house? Where's this water going to go? It's going to go...
Oh, there's a stream back there.
There's a stream bed that's a dry... And it's a wet spring, you know, wet when it's raining.
Yeah.
This is all part of the developer's property that he's kept that surrounds that. This is actually City Hollister right here. This Hollister Land Company. This is what Robert Anderson, the developer's kept. And I believe he's kept this here also. But you can see this drainage ditch. And then there's also one here. And this is concreted, because I guess it eroded all the time, but they just concreted that section. And it all runs into this creek.
So it's not going to run across anybody else when it runs?
No, and then it goes down here and goes across. No, it goes right off property. I mean, it's off that.
Into that ditch behind.
And I put the contour lines on there. Yeah, hear that? No, right here. Can you see them up there?
Yeah.
They're up there. So they go here, and then they get a little bit slopey here right at the creek. Right here's the creek bed, and then they go up, and then they come up.
Scott, is there any legal issue with the fact the neighbor is selling? So it looks like it may be under contract. New buyers buying is not aware that this is happening, didn't have any say in it. They're going to buy a house, close escrow on it, and find out that, oh, there was a variance request. Now I have a carport built next to me that doesn't meet code that I wasn't aware of.
Not that I can think of.
And that setback
is... I guess the existing owner, the current owner, would have received notifications, probably on them to notify the new buyer. Hey, this just came up.
Right. And it had a posting out front, and it was still there today when I went by.
Okay, yeah, so it's publicly posted then. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a request for what side setback?
2'6".
Yeah.
Which is from the center of this ditch to the edge of that concrete.
Yeah, basically.
So is it 2'6" from the edge of your post or edge of your pergola?
Say that again.
Is it 2'6" from the edge of your post or the edge of the top of your pergola?
I didn't take that measurement, so I'm not sure. But
so you're actually looking at probably
over the property line.
It's yeah. Gonna, yeah, by the time, because what they measure not from the edge of the wall, but from the edge of the soffit or edge of your pergola.
So if they gave the variance, you couldn't allow any part of your building to stick out within that 2'6", which is basically at the edge of that concrete. So you'd have to figure out how to build that building to where none of it stuck out over that.
So your posts are going to be on the inside, you know, like where the edge of your car is now.
Right.
So that may make a decision to go with the carport where it looks like there's no overhang.
Yeah, the overhang is what they're going to measure from.
Yeah, like this picture.
I gotcha.
The overhang. They're going to measure from this furthest point out.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to set it up. I mean, if I have to scoot over another foot or so and make it so that overhang doesn't go past the concrete, I'd be able to make that happen.
Well, it can't go. It's got to be back 2'6"
from the center of the
concrete. From the center of the concrete.
Right. Which is that edge?
Yeah, just about the edge.
Yeah, it's this edge right here. I took a tape and measured from it. Oh, that's like a 5-foot ditch.
Oh, okay.
So the center, it's 2'6".
I thought it was very wide because
it's, yeah, it's 5 feet wide.
As wide as the car.
Yeah, it's 5 feet wide.
You could almost make it work.
Excuse me.
So if I set it up so that, yeah, the overhang would just stop right before.
2'6" from the center of the ditch. The way you've got the request structured. Right? Is that the way I read that?
Yep. Do we have any additional questions regarding the structure? Do we have anybody opposed that wants to speak? I don't think so.
I'd have a clarification if I may. Property line, where it's got, is it on the back side of that curb and gutter?
Property line from going to the back and talking to the neighbor and talking to the developer, Mr. Anderson, the property line centers this ditch.
All right.
So 2.5 feet this way is or seven, 2.5 feet this way is the edge of that curb, and 2.5 feet this way is the edge of the curb.
So he could be, his drip line can be at the edge of the concrete and give him a setback of 2.5 feet.
Correct.
For me and peace of mind and the neighbor, I think we ought to know exactly where that's at. We should specify that it is.
It can't is extend past the edge of the concrete.
Or surveyed or that center line found.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went to the back and that's where I found something on the back and I can't remember what it was that's indicated that was the property.
You would think
line.
The developer would know, but I would sure hate to okay this 6 inches or 2'6", and your new neighbor say, man, you're on my property, or you're too close in your setback. It's not right.
But if we had right, if we'd make the motion that said that none of the drip line could extend to the edge of the concrete, if Scott's right on the center line, then that should be sufficient. None of the drip line, none of the structure can reach to the edge of the concrete.
Yeah, and I was told the same thing, that the property line was right in the center of that from my neighbor and the guy there.
He told me there was a pin buried underneath that when he poured that. He said that. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Now I remember why he said, Robert said there's a pin in the concrete. It's in the middle of that ditch, yeah.
Yeah, because you know the new owner is not going to survey that lot.
Yeah,
no.
I don't have an issue with the front.
Right. The front setback's got any issue at all with sight line or anything?
Boy, not on that corner. It's cubby hole back in there.
Yeah, it's not an issue. So besides it.
I don't think that it'll come close to where that fence is that the neighbor already has there. It's a 6-foot privacy fence.
Well, I can go ahead and make a motion to approve for the structure to not go past the concrete.
Not reach to the concrete. Half inch away.
Why is that again?
Because that's the setback he requested, 2'6", and that's the center line.
That's what we're guessing the center line would be.
The edge of the concrete's his setback.
The concrete's 5 foot wide per Scott, approximately.
Which would be 2.5 feet.
That'd be a silly thing, but in my mind, I'd want to just get over that edge of the lip so that all the water goes down where it's supposed to be designed to go, and not into the gravel where my car's parked. Does that in some way hurt? He's going to come back a few months and say, can I get that variance to go an inch further to dump the water where it should be, or to put a gutter and a downspout to get it back into the existing culvert or the drainage ditch that's there?
Well, he'd be asking for a different variance.
Actually, I didn't put 2.5 feet. That was